Welcome to Learn About Law. My name is Kevin O'Flaherty from O'Flaherty Law. I hope you find this video helpful. If you need some help, please feel free to call us at 463-888-9054.
Hi, this is Matt with Learn About Law. Today we're going to tackle a frustrating issue that many of us face, tenants who fail to pay rent. Believe me, I know how discouraging and difficult it can be, but before you start changing all of the locks on your rental homes, let's talk about the legal sides of things. In Indiana, property owners have to follow specific laws and procedures when dealing with tenants who haven't paid their rent. Changing the locks on the rental property is not a legal solution for this problem. So let's get into the details. Under Indiana law, property owners cannot kick out tenants without a court order. That means changing the locks or locking out the tenant is illegal and can lead to fines and criminal charges. It's just not worth the trouble, trust me. Plus, taking such actions could violate the tenant's rights and result in a civil suit. We definitely don't want that. Now, let's address another common question. Can a landlord turn off utilities if the tenant hasn't paid rent? The answer is a big no. In Indiana, landlords are prohibited from shutting down a tenant's utilities as a form of punishment or retaliation for unpaid rent. It's considered an illegal eviction and can have serious legal consequences for the property owner. According to Indiana law, landlords must provide tenants with essential services, including utilities like electricity, gas, and water. These services cannot be shut off to force the tenant to pay rent. It's a violation of their rights, and it can lead to legal action against the landlord. So let's steer clear of that territory. Instead, as property managers in Indiana, we must follow specific requirements to deal with tenants who stop paying rent. The first step is serving the tenant with a notice to pay rent or move out. This notice should be in writing and provide a specific amount of time, usually 10 days, for the tenant to either pay the overdue rent or vacate the property. If the tenant fails to comply within the given time frame, the landlord can then file an eviction complaint with the local court. The complaint should state the reasons for eviction and include any supporting evidence. The court will then schedule a hearing to determine the necessity of eviction. If the court determines that eviction is warranted, it will issue a writ of possession. This writ gives the landlord legal authority to remove the tenant from the property. However, remember that a physical removal can only be done with the assistance of law enforcement. It's important to note that even after obtaining a writ of possession, landlords in Indiana must still follow certain requirements when removing a tenant. A minimum of 2 days' notice must be given to the tenant before entering the property for removal. It's crucial to respect the tenant's property and avoid any damage during the eviction process. Beyond the legal requirements, we should also consider the ethical ramifications of our actions. Changing locks might seem tempting, but it can have serious consequences for the tenants and even lead to a civil suit. So let's take a more measured approach. Instead of changing locks, let's explore other options. Work with the tenant to develop a payment plan or connect them with community resources that can help them get back on their feet. Consider seeking guidance from an Indiana landlord-tenant disputes attorney or a property management company to navigate the eviction process smoothly. Dealing with tenants who don't pay rent can be frustrating, but staying patient, consistent, and professional is key. By following the proper procedures and treating tenants with respect and empathy, we can handle these situations effectively and come out ahead. So, fellow property managers in Indiana, remember that changing locks on a rental property is not the solution. Let's follow the correct eviction procedures, stay within the boundaries of the law, and maintain professionalism. Together, we can navigate these challenges and ensure a fair and legal process for everyone involved. Thanks for watching. To learn more, check out the article linked below. Be sure to leave any questions you have in the comment section and subscribe for more legal news daily.
Hello again, this is Kevin O'Flaherty from O'Flaherty Law. I hope you enjoyed the video and podcast. If you did, we'd love it if you'd subscribe to our channel. If you need legal help in this or any other area of law, please do not hesitate to reach out to schedule a consultation. Please email us, book online, or call us at 463-888-9054. We have many locations for your convenience, and we serve all of Indiana. Thanks again for watching.